Did, well, what about when you bought, when you buy fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a...
They push them in a paper bag, do they?
Yeah.
They got a big size paper bag they put that grocery in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it used to be that care sack to put it in, but they bag it up now in these big paper bags.
Yeah.
And, well, you'd have to tote it out to your container you was in and bring it home. They have people in there to deliver to your car, your truck, or whatever you need.
Yeah.
But it'd be all paper bags.
But it used to come packaged different, didn't you? Like,
that's right.
Would you go to the store? There was a store around here.
That's right.
Where would you go to do most of your...
Well, it used to be a old store down here called a Hayes store. We went there. This guy right across here, he had one. But you go buy stuff then, they had to weigh it and they put it in their paper bags and tie them up,
yeah,
or wrap them up. But today you go in and you pick up what you want, chat to the cash register, or to the count, whatever you call it, and they're going to bag that stuff.
Yeah.
And then they got the little boy there to deliver it to you.
But things used to, they weren't pre-packaged, were they? That it used to didn't come pre-packaged.
No.
You bought it.
No.
Like
buy it, they weigh it.
Yeah, when they sold it out of the barrel, yes, like sugar?
That's right, they weigh that. Lard, stuff like that.
Sure.
If it wasn't that, it was 50-pound cans. You wanted one of them, 100-pound can, you'd be able to get one of them,
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you had a bucket, most like you, they weigh your bucket and then put your lard in it, it would hit. And if it didn't have that, they'd just put in a paper. They wouldn't let you leave there without getting the lard. They'd put in some paper on it. They weigh it on the scale and wrap it and get it to you that way.
Where does beer come in now when you buy it? Comes in a...
It comes in a bottle, some of it come in cans.
Yeah. Well, what did nails come in? Like a barrel, only smaller.
Nah, I don't know, they used to have them little tags, you call nail tags.
Yeah.
And I guess they still come in the same thing. I hardly ever see one now. But you used to see them everywhere. But I most of where I buy my nails at, they have them already emptied in something. Now you take care of the co-op, well, they got a thing in that drip, all kinds of nails in it. They just turn that around and you got to fork them nails out. But up here, they got them stealing something, they got to go down and fuck them out yourself and weigh them for you.
Yeah. What sort of, Mr. Grover, what sort of tools did you use around the house, like to drive nails with, or?
I have a claw hammer.
And to carry heavy things around with?
Well, if it's anything too heavy for me, I have a wheel bar there. I'll put that in there.
Yeah.
And push it for a while.
Did you ever, when you cut wood, did you ever have something that you put the wood in?
Yes, with a saw I do. I have a power saw. I makes a rack to put my wood in.
Yeah.
And saw it that way. If I don't, I just lay it on a block, you know, just cut that in off and shove it up, cut off another one.
Yeah.
That's the way I usually get my wood. The bigger the time, I just measure from my fireplace, and I go out and cut my wood. It's already measured. I cut it and haul it. Got a little trailer I push behind my tractor, and I haul my wood in that. I used to have a wagon and mules. I'd do it.
You got a tractor?
I have a tractor. And I ain't able to use it. Ain't made me nothing since I got it. What it do, I do top my pasture with it. I haul my wildwood with it. And bank a little piece of land if I want to chop it. I'm able to chop it. I chop it, don't get somebody else to chop it. And I'm wicked with my trister. I get out there and plant it with the trister. Harrow it, put the harrow behind it, and harrow it.